Thank
We
you.
we are now recording.
He is really up that thing. I didn't think it was going to do anything to it.
What? Oh, the dice you were talking about.
No, that's the Kickstarter that he wants me to pick dice from.
You know what? I'm surprised. I can actually read those dice.
And there's Holy more crap. Than just the three sets, too. There's like nine sets.
Oh, Jesus.
Can we all just...
Dude, I'm like a dice...
Can we agree at this point that there's more dice out there in the world than there ever be games for us to play?
That's right.
I think at this point I could use a different set for every game I played, and I still wouldn't run out of dice.
Well, as I was telling Eric, Full On Gamer backed this to an ungodly degree. I don't know how many hundreds of bucks that he poured into it, and he wants us the whole bit, all the dice, and then he's going to give some away. And he kept saying, "Pick. What do you want?" I said, "Well, what can I pick?" I look at the Kickstarter and I'm just like, my mind just, my head explodes because there's so much there.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I can place a late pledge?
Yes.
No, dude. You don't understand. No.
Yes.
I like the blue ones, man. I do like the blue ones. I am certainly partial to blue. Oh, Jesus Christ. No, you're a bad fucking influence. For those that actually want to know, by the way, we are. It's Infinite Black Elder Dice, the colors out of space. For those listening at home, without the benefit of a chat channel.
I picked the Brand of Cthulhu set, the Mark of the Necronomicon set, and the Elder Sign set. That Mark of the Necronomicon looks great.
Holy shit. $804,000 raised?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
There's something for you to talk about on the tavern chat.
Yeah. Oh my God. I mean,
is it bad that the older I get, I want nicer dice? I mean, I know some people really have an affection for the old Chipperoni dice that just fell to pieces. Honestly, I have no nostalgia for them. I hated the numbers. I hated the fact they fell apart.
I have to have something that lasts.
Yeah, me too.
I'm lucky. When I got into the hobby, when my mother bought me my Player's Handbook, my DMG, she also bought me some like a $15 dice set. And this is back in, 1981?
Hey, look.
And
look
I still have it.
You do?
Those dice were perfect. They would be a nice dice set even for today, except for the fact that the D20 is numbered 1 to 10 twice. But my soap dice came in my Gamma World first edition box. And the only dice that I think are pretty much on par with that shitty quality are the original top secret dice. Those D10s chipped real quickly. Now, maybe they chipped quickly because I used them on the granite science tables in science lab in high school. But those dice have pieces missing off them.
TSR throwing them in all their sets.
Check out in the middle. They've got like, you see that GM screen that looks like the lower library of the Miskatonic University.
Dude, there's just so much to look at on this.
It's about the middle. It's right at the Ultimate Doom collection.
Oh, Jesus. I'm gonna say it's about the middle, and I'm looking. I'm like nowhere near the middle. Okay.
Says your choice: one GM screen or one dice tray.
Elder dice play, tray. Elder dice playmat. Oh, that's kind of cool. Oh, and metal coins. No, I got my Illuminati coins.
You got Illuminati coins?
Yeah, I got Illuminati coins. I backed the Kickstarter. If you remind me for North Texas, I may bring some and pass them out. So you got to remind me, though, because otherwise I won't remember.
Cool.
Okay, so you'll have some Illuminati coins.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, my sir.
Well, sir.
Oh, and they got enamel pin add-ons, and these actually look decent.
Yeah, you know what he wanted most of, you know what Full On wanted most of all? The coins. It's like, okay, keep the coins.
Well, you see, you know, I like challenge coins. They're something that I've, you know, enjoyed since I was, you know, still working as a cop. Uh-huh. And, you know, I've passed a few out at conventions, but you know, usually they're $10-15 a pop, so you're not passing out too many. But I like them. They're just, you know, I wish I had more, but the really cool ones, I seem to lose to Rachel.
Really?
Oh yeah, I got one that was the NYPD's Gaelic Society, the you know, for St. Patrick's Day, and it's a challenge coin that doubles as a bottle opener because the inside of the coin is a steel bottle opener. Yeah, I owned that for about 2 hours. Came home with it. Rachel saw it. She goes, "This is cool. Thank you."
This is the one I was talking about. The one in the middle. See that DM screen right there?
Holy shit!
Isn't that cool? They also do that as a dice mat.
I wish you hadn't showed me this, man. Or if you had showed me it, you weren't able to make late pledges. Because this is a rabbit hole for me, man. This is bad.
This is like the third one too that they've done. Elder. What is it? Elder Dice. Yeah, Elder Dice. They got two other Cthulhu-themed sets that they've done.
The screen is so cool.
Yeah, I know. Glenn, you should be getting a commission on this shit. Oh, dice. Oh, I like those dice rolling trays. Holy shit. That is cool. Red on black or gold on black? They're only 25? Jesus.
Here's their other two Kickstarters.
Stop, Glenn. Stop. You know, I'm not clicking.
You're not clicking.
I'm not clicking. I'm going to have to go back and like get a real job and not just live off a pension at this rate. Because this is like my crack. This is where my temptations, like there's other stuff that I can kind of go, I'd really like it, but I'll never use it. But dice will get used.
Dice are perennial. And that's the third set, the third Kickstarter they did.
Oh man. All right.
All right, so it's funny, I just bought the movie The Devil and Daniel Webster. I feel like the devil tempting you.
You are the devil, Glenn. You are the devil.
No, that's bad, Mike.
Well.
But he only shows up once a year at midnight.
And it's got to be a Saturday night.
I prefer the nom de guerre Satan, please. nom de guerre Satan, not the devil. Devil's too generic.
Okay, sorry. Somebody say Satan? never.
You know, as a Kickstarter, I get so many dice, I never think about buying those nice sets of dice. Because I just throw them in my bag and they get mixed up with everything else.
I've got a few really nice sets. I've got a nice metal set that's just really beautiful, except you really can't roll it on tables because it dents them. And then I've got a nice gem set. I think they're...
Yeah, I got the carnelians that...
Those are really nice. And then I've got another...
Webb sold me.
Yeah, those are the ones. Yeah, those are the ones. And then I've got another set that's really nice. It's gemstone something, and they're real they're real big and heavy, so you can see the numbers, and I can't
remember. Is that the Coplow set? Did it come with like a regular little plastic D6 also?
That's it. Yes, and it was actually big, and I can actually see them.
I use those in my Monday game. I like the fact that instead of a D4, you get a D12 with 1-4 three times.
And tempt me not.
Yeah, I'm looking at them. That's what I have. I don't know which. Yeah, those are the ones I have. The
costume. I was, in fact, earlier this year, I was in Long Beach at my mom's funeral, and I went into the war house, and it's like, these are calling to me. But I'm afraid I'm going to break the dice tower. They're so heavy.
Yeah, you know, I have a dice tower, and it's made out of balsa wood. Used to get your model planes that you could fly in the backyard or the park and then the rubber band. So nice, mm-hmm. They're nice and light, but they don't travel well.
Evening, gents.
Hey.
Evening.
Michael, you're just in time for me to probably to send the bot away. No, to send the bot away. We've been recording now for a couple, a dozen minutes to give people a sampling. We're gonna put this up on a podcast site so people can sample.
Hey, we don't like your chat, but thanks for giving us a heads up on the Kickstarters for the dice.
Oh yeah. Damn you, Clint.
Damn Full On. He was the one who started it.
Yeah, but Full On's not here, so I can't yell at him. So I gotta yell at you.
Okay.
Since you like listening to Ten Cars Tavern and Grognard Radio, please make your way over to Kickstarter and donate all of your money to Infinite Black Dice, the black hole of your dice bag.
And remember, friends, it's Radio Grognard. Sorry.
And that's only half a joke, because honestly, like I said, if I have a kryptonite, it's dice. At least once a year, I buy the pound of dice just because I can.
I do every once in a while. Well, you know, if they made dice out of kryptonite, that would be cool.
Yeah, true. I have gem dice, but they've all moved on to somebody else who's taken possession of.
In case Superman's a killer DM, you pull out the kryptonite dice.
Well, every DM has a weakness.
Yes.
You know, if you can.
Yeah,
if bring me beer or cider at my games.
If Hal Jordan's a DM, you don't like his rolls. I got a set of yellow dice just for him.
Oh,
start throwing it at him.
All right, but now if we go back to the Golden Age, what would be the weakness for Green Lantern?
For who?
The original Green Lantern. What would the original Green Lantern?
Oh, I have a friend who has wooden artisan dice.
There you go. I have wooden artisan dice. I have D6s, both Fate D6s and some other regular D6s. One of them is made from I don't know, biblical wood, some wood that only grows around like Bethlehem or some shit like that. I thought it was kind of cool. I still want my Coca-Cola. I lost it in auction against Phil Webb Kid.
If Batman was the DM, there was nothing we could do because he's already thrown out five things to counter it.
Perhaps.